This year today is going to be the only Nismas Chana Bela Efrat Bat Moshe. We are on page 285 and Simon Tafrei Shayin Gimel Sif Bet. After talking about all the Shibushim, what is Mutter, what is Asr for Neres Chanukah, we get into the Sugya that is discussed in the Gemara. Is Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah? Is it when you light the candles your Yotz Mitzvah, or when you place down the menorah? Let's say you lit in one place and placed down another place, that's actually going to be the mitzvah. We pass in halacha lemaisa, hadlaka osa mitzvah, as the first words of the Mechaber over says, hadlaka osa mitzvah. We're actually going to go back to it again. In Simon Tafresh Ayin Hey, we're going to discuss another thing over there, which is the nafkan mina we just spoke. Let's say you light, and we spoke about this earlier on one time. Also, you lit above 20 amos, or you lit in a place you would not be yotzei near as Chanukah, and now you move the menorah to a place that you would be yotzei. We paskin alaka otzei mitzvah. Alaka is the time that you do the mitzvah. Therefore, you're not going to be yotzei yedei chavasa if you go ahead and light in one place and then you move it into another place. That is one nafkan mina that we're going to talk about. Let's now see the Mechaber and the important Mishnah Berurah over here. Halak osamitz lefikach im kavta kodem shalver zmana eino zakkukla. Since the halak osamitzah, that means when you light candles, at that point you are yotzei your mitzah already, and therefore even though one comes and say by accident blows out their candles or something happens to the candles, they get blown out, eino zakkukla, says the Gemara, you are not required to go ahead and relight your candles. You are already yotzei your mitzah. Okay, that means when you light your candles once again, you're yotzei at the mitzah at that point. Oh, what if you didn't have enough oil that it could last for the correct shear like we discussed about a half an hour ago? We discussed the last couple of days ago, which is up to a half an hour. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, and see if consumer see cotton cafe. Look inside. Says Rav Salomer came in shehid the take a photo kiyam mitzvah. Once you light, right away you are yotzei your mitzvah lefikach im kavta in sakul. However, im imidlika b'makam haruach v'kavsa. However, if you light in a place where in the wind blows out zakukla lachzer ledika makam she'ena ruach matzui. However, if you light in a place where there's a ruach Mitzui, there's a common wind that would come and automatically blow out your candles. It came and blow out your candles. In this case, you would have to go ahead and relight your candles. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, even though your hadlaka osa mitzvah, it has to be a hadlaka with potential to last for the shear of Neres Chanukah. Therefore, nafkamina number one is if you don't put enough oil in, or your candles are not tall enough to last for the correct shear, you're not going to be yotzei, and therefore when you go out, you're going to have to replenish and just restart again. Okay, also over here we see, if you light in a place where there's a strong wind, okay, over there, you're not going to be yotzei yedei chavasa, because it doesn't have the potential to go ahead and last the shear for Neres Chanukah. In those cases, you would have to relight your candles, which comes with a big kasha on many people's minhag here in Eretz Yisrael, where we light outside. How could it be you go ahead and light outside? We're very nice. We have these nice boxes that protect the candles. But what is it? You have to close the window of the box when you go out and light your candles. So therefore, the post is going to ask, when you actually light the mitzvah, light the candles, which we just said, halakha osa mitzvah, at that point, the wind would come and blow it out. Only then afterwards, you go ahead and close the window. At the point of the halakha, it doesn't really have potential to last at that point because the wind would come and blow it out. It's a big kasha in the bus. So the Piske Chuvos over here discusses the shail, and he says, the end of the day, the box also protects it a little bit, and therefore, it's not exactly going to be vaday that's going to blow out. It's not vaday it's going to be not the potential to last. Therefore, you're still yotz in the mitzvah. However, Shlomo Zalman, he presents another teretz, which is very, very beautiful, and it's brought down over here by Moreno of Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzel in his Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Rav Nevenzel over here, Ki'ilu. He says, Masha anu noagin lahadik b'chutz, gam b'makom sharuch yichalol chabos etenei rot. We, even though our minhag is to light outside, even a place where it does have the potential, it's going to be blown out by the wind. Kodesh yisayim lahadik et kulam, before you have a chance to light all the candles, and the wind can come and blow them out. Amar Admar Zal Shem Moel. It's still going to be a good hadlaka lechatchila mimneisha omnim sham b'shas hadlaka al das lachzor velahadlik into chavenu. Since you're standing there the whole time to wait to look to see if the candles will get blown out, Vavi ki'ilu ki'kelo si'leik yado. So over here, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that just like when I light each candle, that's also part of the mitzvah. When I'm lighting with one of these boxes, I'm planning on closing the window, it's like I'm not done with my hadlaka until after I close the mitzvah, to close the window. It's all part of the hadlaka. It's ki'ilu lo si'leik es yado. It's ki'ilu that I did not pull my hand away. Just like if I light the candle right now, and I have not pulled my hand away, and it's going to blow out, but I still have my hand there. So it's not going to blow out. Now it's going to be lit very well. That's going to be part of the mitzvah. So too, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the closing of the box, that is all part and parcel of the mitzvah. Therefore, it's like it's got the potential to last. L'hachi shaper chashiv adlaka ksheira. Therefore, he's quoting the Mincha Shlomo over here, the Chibos of Rosh Shlomo Zalman over here. He's saying, therefore, it's going to be a proper adlaka lichat chilas. You don't have to get onto the svara of the Piskei Chuvos, that it's only a suffix. Even a place where Vaday go out, if you didn't blow out the can, if you didn't close the window, and the wind would have blown it out, so long as you're still standing there, and you go ahead and close that door of the box, you are going to be Yotzei Yedei Chovas. It's true. It happens to be probably Mitzias. Many places are like the piece of Kitchen. It's not Vaday going to blow out if it's not a windy night. It's not Vaday going to blow out. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman helps in a place where it even be Vaday blow out, it would still be Yotzei Yedei Chovaso. So that's in order to matzik the minug, how we go ahead and light outside. And we see the whole mitzvah was presented to be outside. And they probably didn't have as good as ways of blocking the wind as we do nowadays. Nevertheless, we see you are still Yotzei Yedei Chovaso. So that is one thing. Another thing. Two very, very important bear lachas over here. So one, we'll start with the second one because that's connected to what Rosh Shlomo Zalman was just saying also. He says, Im kato in a zakagla. He says, Achei. The eight hadlaka binin shiya b'shem and shiuchel lahadlik ashir, like we said before, it has to have enough oil to last. That means if you didn't put enough oil in, it would only have enough oil to last 10 minutes. You lit the candle, you say, whoops, I didn't put enough oil in, and now I go ahead and add more oil afterwards, you're not going to be Yotzei Yedei Chovaso, because the time of the hadlaka, it does not have the potential to last for a half an hour. You would have to blow out your candles and relight the candles again. The Mishnah Berurah does say to do it without a bracha, but nevertheless, you would definitely have to relight your candles in that case. Okay? Nevertheless, it's a veneer li. The Kamo Cain says the Bar Halacha, the same thing would apply. At the time of the halacha, just like a halacha osa mitzvah, in order to be Yotzei Yedei Chovaso, also, hadlaka osa mitzvah in order to be yotzei mahadrin mina mahadrin. Mahadrin mina mahadrin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So if you're on the fifth night and you've only lit one candle, says the bir halacha of as next to the mahadrin mina mahadrin, val kein, im kofta achas kodim shehish lima hadlaka, tzarech lasser ladlika. Until you're actually done lighting all the candles, you haven't finished off the mitzvah yet. Therefore, if you lit the first four candles and it's the fifth night, you're about to light the fifth candle, you see the first two blow out. Oh, he said, Kavta in Zakukla. I already lit him. It was fine. No. Over here, once they go out, you have to finish lighting all five candles. Only if all five candles are lit, now you're done with your mitzvah for that night of Mahajan and Mahajan. Only that point does this halacha kick in, that you would not have to go ahead and relight the candles if you've not done that yet. If it's not all lit, and one of them goes out, you would have to make her to dinner, relight the candles. That's what the Bar Halacha says. Once again, you're Yotzei Yedei Chovaso if you don't, because near Yishu Beit, you only need one candle to be Yotzei your mitzvah. But if you want to be Yotzei Mahajan and Mahajan, so then you would have to relight the candles. He says, "V'da'ot the Masha Amro Enu Zakukla Hainu Afilu Kavu Kulam." That which we say Enu Zakukla. After you're done lighting all the candles, they say they will go out and blow out before the half hour is over. Nevertheless, even if all of them blow out, we would still say Enu Zakukla. The Lo Ba'inim Pirsume Nisa Rak Be'Es Adlaka. The Iker Pirsume Nisa is at the time of Adlaka's Neres Chanukah, and therefore you're still going to be Yotzei Yedei Chovaso. One more thing says the Bar Halacha Dibur Masla Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. One Bar Halacha before that, he says Shuas Mari Brun Simin Lametet Kato De Lo Yisalik Yodo Achar Bracha Ad Asher Yadlik Rov Hapsila Hayotze Min Hashemen. Okay, you know you have the wax candle, you have the long wick that comes out of it. A lot of people just like touch the wick. It gets a little fire over here. Says the Bar Halacha, that's not lechatchila. Lechatchila, you're supposed to light the wick until half of that wick. Let's say, I don't know, it's an inch long, the wick. You're supposed to wait till at least half of the wick, half an inch, is lit, and then remove your hand. Not just because I touch it and it lights, and then hopefully it's going to light to the end of the wick. You have to wait until at least half the wick wick that is outside the oil. If you have an oil menorah, so at least half the wick that's sticking out of the oil, you're supposed to keep your hand there until half the wick is lit. That would be done with the hadlaka osa mitzvah. Okay, so that is what the Mishnah Berurahs and the Berhalachas present over here. Different nafkaminas that come out of our din over here. And I said before, Tafrei Shayin Hey, we are going to come back to this once again. Now, even though we paskin over here, obviously, as we just said, kofta ein zakagla, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see, let's first finish off the Mechaber, we'll get to this Mishnah Berurah in a second. We said over here, during the regular week, kofta ein zakagla, as we said, he says, v'afilu kofta be'erev Shabbos kodin kabbalah Shabbos. This even applies on Erev Shabbos, where we're lighting after Plaga Mincha, like we learned before. You're lighting much earlier on Erev Shabbos. Shadayinu b'bo yom, even though it is well before Shabbos. Eino zakakla, you would still say, kofta eino zakakla, even though it didn't reach the ikar zman of the mitzvah. However, this is the psak of the Ber Halacha. The Taz disagrees. He says over here, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Kavav Ayin B'Taz Shecholik Alze. The Taz disagrees. He holds the following svara, that even though you're Yotzi, when you light candles on Erev Shabbos after Plaga Mincha, that's the only choice to do. You can't wait till Shkia. Obviously, it's Safek Shabbos already. Nevertheless, he holds that's only like a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's only a Hechsher Mitzvah until the Ikar Zman kicks in. So it has to be lit already after Shkia, until light after Shkia. So at that point, if we go out, we'd say Kaftein Zakakla. But so long as Shabbos has not come in, all that's only together Hechsher Mitzvah, says the Taz, until the Ikar Zman kicks in, and then you're going to be Yotzei Dechavasa. Therefore, says the Taz, brought down to the Mishnah Berurah over here, V'day to the Kodim Kabbalah Shabbos. Before Kabbalah Shabbos, then Sheyesh Adayin Heter Lahadlik, Muchuyav Lachser Lahadlik Ubali Bracha. You are a Muchuyav. You know, it's not that's a nice thing to go ahead and relight your candles at this point. You want to light your candles the rest of the week? Very nice. And Shabbos, says the Taz, you're mechuyev to go ahead and relight your candles if your candles go out before Kabbalah Shabbos. If you already accepted Shabbos, then you would not be mechuyev to, but if you've not, you would be mechuyev to go ahead and relight your candles. And more so, Mechaber goes on, he says, v'chei, im la'achar she'edilach about l'takta v'kiva oto b'shoke gino zakakla. Also, let's say you lit it and you see the candle's tilting or something's wrong with oil, and you try fixing the candle goes out. We would also say, kavta eino zakakla. And says the Roma, v'im rotz la'achmer al'atzav l'achzor la'adlika in l'varachala. If you want to be machmer and you want to have your candles lit, you like the way the candles look, or you like the fact that it's going to be farsing the nace even more, even though you've been yotze your dechavas already, you are, it's mutter to go ahead and relight the candles, but for sure, you would not be allowed to make a brach. And not only that, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Kav Zayin, V'achronin Katvu, D'roi L'hachmer L'achzor L'adlika B'chol Inyan. The appropriate thing, even though we learn up until now that you're not mechuyev to, the appropriate thing is to go ahead and relight the candles, in order that there's more Pirsumei Nisa, that would be the best thing. So what comes out of Lach L'maisa is that during the regular the days of Hanukkah, if your candles go out, even within the shiur mikra, the dinner, your yotzei, the chavasa, so long it had potential to last for the correct shiur. However, the nachol la'achmer, it's a nice thing to go ahead and relight your candles. You are not mechuyev to do so. On Erev Shabbos, we are machmer for the Taz. And we hold on Erev Shabbos, it goes out and you still have not accepted Shabbos, then you would be mechuyev to go ahead and relight your candles. However, you would not go ahead and make a bracha even on that halakha. Let's go ahead and finish off this siman out, Sif Gimel. Near shall cheres shehidik bo laila achas. If you have a near over here, not the flame, it's the thing that's holding the flame. They used to have these, whatever, they hold it like your menorah. Let's say you had a menorah shall cheres shehidik bo laila achas. After you light it one night, nasa yoshan, it becomes a near cheres yoshan. Cheres is a material that gets really disgusting very quickly. Ve'ein matlikim bo laila cheres. You're not allowed to reuse the cheres. So it'll be like a chad pami menorah over here. It'll be a one time use. You have to get rid of it. Or eloke achadashim cholai. You have to get a new menorah every night. And if that's the only thing you have available, masika b'cholayla, or you would have to stick it into the furnace to replenish the menorah. Venir shomatachas. However, if you have a metal menorah or something that's going to last, ain sarich chadash, you would not need to buy a new menorah. Shavizazchuchi, so shal cheres mechusa dina kametachas. Glass or a cheres that's mechusa, it's got a glaze over it that protects it, like a glass glaze over the cheres menorah. Then it's like a metal menorah, and now you can go ahead and continue using over here. Obviously, this is back in the day when the menorahs were not made out of the best material. Okay, over here, the Mishnah Berurah does point out over here. In Sivkatan Kavches, Katva Svarim Shetov Shikol Echad Shiyach Driach Lasos Menorah Yafel Lefi Kocho. Everyone should try and get a nice menorah according to their ability. Okay, not everyone has to have a $500 silver menorah, but whatever you can afford, you should try and have a nice menorah. V'chein neros yasa yofi. You should also buy good candles, good oil. That you should go ahead and have a nice menorah. It shouldn't just be a junky nothing. And not only that, says the Mechaber in Sif Dalet, ain choshin lebsilus la'achlifa ma'achetichla. In terms of the wicks, you're not mechuyev to change the wicks every night. You can reuse wicks if you be able to relight them. A lot of the wicks that we use nowadays, they're one-time use. You try relighting them, they don't work very well. But if you get wicks that are able to reuse, you're allowed to reuse the wicks if you want them. Once again, you should try and get things that work well. Nowadays, you have very easy access to good olive oil that's not so expensive, and you have nice looking menorahs that are not so expensive. If someone could afford to try and get something nice, that is the best. That'd be the best case scenario. I believe the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down the Indian to try and have a silver menorah. Okay, that's even nicer. However, Mavikar the dinner. As long as you have something that lights, your yotze yidei chovaso. But if one could try mahadin mitzvah, get something nicer. The best and most important thing is to get something that works well. Okay, if it doesn't work well, it's going to be going out all the time, even though we hold. Even though we hold. You're not mechuyev to go ahead and relight the candles. Nevertheless, you should get something that does last for a long time. You should know if sometimes if you have oil, you have specific oil that sometimes is not so good. You'll see it lights and then it goes out right away. It could be that type of oil. If you see after one night, two nights, you see it's not working well. It could be that type of oil does not have the potential to last for a half hour. You would not be yotzi with such an oil. So make sure that you get good things that are things that work well and light well, in order that you can all be yotzi yidei chavasa mikar to dinner. Adkan for today.